Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. It's a beautiful day. Absolutely. Another day to question life. What about questioning life? We have to question life. We're the human beings. We have the ability to question life. We have the ability to wonder why. Why am I here? What is my purpose? Because we're human beings, we have that ability to wonder about life, to question life, to want to know more about life. And it is through that questioning life and our function in life that we know life. I've had the great opportunity lately to meet more people, meet more strangers, and some consider that not necessarily an opportunity. They're afraid of strangers. They've been taught to be afraid of strangers. Strangers might be bad. Strangers might be danger. But it is that I find in my meeting new people that I have learned a lot about life. If I hang out with the people that always agree with me, then I don't have to learn more, and I can literally feel as though I'm with a group of people that know more. I can feel that I have my own power because I'm right and they're right and life is right. And when I step aside and I meet new people, no matter what their social statuses in life. You see, I think we're entirely too hung up on believing that there are those that know what's right for the masses when they can also kick our, that rhymes with masses. When we accept that as a species, as a whole, the human race, this group of individuals worldwide. We need to look beyond just our immediate surroundings, looking further, looking beyond what is immediately around us. We make the discovery that humans throughout the world have something that's very special. And that is an ability to care about ourselves and others. And if you ever meet anyone that has spent their life caring for others and comes to a point in life when they realize, oh my gosh, I don't have to do that anymore. Everyone that needed me, say in their family, everyone that needed me is gone. There's no one to take care of anymore except myself. And upon meeting them, when they're going through it, It is a beautiful time in life. It is a time for them to make discoveries on their own about their potential, that human potential, to do more all the time, to learn more all the time, to be more all the time. And when we're tethered to someone else, whether we create that situation that puts us there, or perhaps it's a parent who's sick, a child who's sick, when we're in those situations, when another person's health, welfare, when that comes in above ours, it's amazing what we can do, the power that we possess. And when perhaps that person who you were a caregiver for is gone, then who do you have to take care of? Yourself. You can choose to go out and find another person who needs you, because there's a good possibility you will, because our greatest need is to be accepted. To be accepted for what? To know who we are? To know what we could do? To make discoveries of new knowledge? To sell ahead? Questioning life and our function in life is natural for human beings. Over the last few weeks, I've come to a level of understanding that I didn't have before. Now, daily, I can learn something, and I can apply it to my life, and I can have greater success at whatever I'm doing, and you have the same ability. But it is in the knowing of thyself, knowing what is going on with our person, our being, and knowing our potential, this great ability to think beyond the other animals, to take care of the other animals and our environment, our universe. You see, we can be hurt in a wreck. We can eat something that makes us sick. We can have strikes that come into our life. We can have a dog bite us, the neighbor's dog who's out running loose, a stray dog, a dog that got lost, an unwanted dog could bite us, and we have to heal from that bite. We can have a tick bite us and change our life forever. We can have just any bug bite us. And our body has to go to work to fight that strike. We are amazing creatures. Now, other animals have bodies as well and have the ability to fight infections, to heal a broken bone, just like we do. But what's amazing about us is this ability to think about what's going on in the world around us and to do something, to make a decision to make life better. It's up to us to do that. We get to choose. What is it that I need to do given my circumstances and given my abilities to get through this? And we can do it. there's one thing for certain. Poverty does not serve those going through it. And I keep going back to listening to a lady speak when she too was awarded the distinction of one of the women selected as a woman leading from the heart. And what she said was, here's this going on in our community. Right over here, this is going on. And the people are happy and they're thriving and life is good. And any day of the week, you can find something moving forward because humans are. And over here, there are people complaining. They're sinking. They don't have jobs. They're unhappy. And all of the things that are going along with that mindset are right over there, just a few miles away. And she says, and the churches are in both locations. And what is the difference? What is the difference? The difference is a few people gathered together to make more. When we were children, we would question why we only knew certain things, what we learned in school. We'd be walking home with our friends, talking about more. We would be talking about things outside of the lessons we learned in school, perhaps impacted by the lessons we learned in school, perhaps impacted by the lessons we were individually learning within our own families, within our own circumstances. But we were on that quest to understand life and our function in life. So I met the lady in Washington, D.C., who so quickly pointed out that distinction, that wide separation, it seems, between those who are thriving and those who are barely surviving. But the distinction and the gap is not that large. I've had to question a lot since I went there, and I was one of those who was given the distinction of being a woman leading from the heart. It was no different than when I went and was one of those awarding distinctions to people with Al Cole in the People on Distinction Awards. People were being honored for what they've done. And having been one now, I wondered, why me? What have I really done that matters in life? And what would make me different than anyone else? Wouldn't we all lead from the heart? Shouldn't we all lead from the heart? And then you say, or I say, and what is the heart? And what is the value of being honored for being one of the women who lead from the heart, a lady who leads from her heart? What makes me different? And I say to myself, I don't really think I'm different. I believe that we all start out that way, that we all have this potential to lead from a base of power, of care and concern about ourselves and our role in the world around us. And so, knowing that we all have that power, and that there's one distinction between us and all the other animals, all the other creatures. And it's the power of choice, and how we use that power of choice matters. I realize that we must ensure that the children understand their power of choice, not to be wrapped up in what might be going on with their parents' lives. Although they're part of the family that might be suffering in poverty, that it is not them. That was choices of others before them, and that they can make a choice to become successful. They can be part of the group over here who's learning and growing together to thrive, or they can be over here and be part of the group that's just barely surviving. And that they must know they have this power to make a choice. Because I don't believe that poverty is a necessary element, a necessary component of life. And that may make me different than some that do believe that. But it doesn't make me right, and it doesn't make them wrong. It is just my belief. And it is my belief because I see that poverty doesn't serve anyone, not the individual and not the whole. I see that poverty must take from others, and that it can be used as a weapon of control on the people by those who want to look better, who want to feel better because they are helping the impoverished. When instead we could just help the children to understand there is not a need for poverty. That poverty is a tool. It divides people. We all have this incredible ability to question life and our purpose in it. Why are we here? What is the purpose of life? What can we do to have a better life? I think it would be difficult for us to explain why we're here, to really know without a doubt. I believe that we can understand that we have a mutual purpose in life. And that would be to flourish, just like all other organisms, living organisms. We must flourish. So what makes a human being flourish, prosper? What is it that makes us different from other living organisms? Different from the other animals? We are of the animal kingdom. At least that's what I learned when I was a little girl. Before I had any teachers teaching me, I was learning to read. I went to preschool. I guess that's a form of school as well. But within my family, the elders, including my brother and sister, who were just a bit older than me, were helping me to understand words, numbers, how to tie my shoes, how to do those things that I couldn't yet do for myself. You were in the same boat. And so it appears to me that what I loved to do when I was a little kid was to be happy. And that when I had successes on my own, I was at my happiest moments. I was in my happy hour doing what I wanted to do. To prosper, to make me more, to make me feel better. When someone is faced with illness, excuse me, they cry out in pain. And who's listening? Who's really listening? When you're all by yourself and there's no one to seek advice from, you have to remain tight with yourself. You have to understand what's going on. You have to figure out what to do to get yourself to a place that feels better again. If it's such a big thing that it requires the use of another being who perhaps has studied the body, who has technology to work with, technology. If you look up the word technology, you will be amazed at what it means. But what I can tell you about technology is technology comes from applying this power we possess as human beings to learn, to grow. And so we create things by understanding what is around us, what is within us, our base of power, what is within us. And we do what we need to do to be healthy. Or we rely upon others when we find out it might be something beyond our control. When you were a child and you were sick, and your parent came to your rescue, chances are, if you were just an infant, you got sick in your crib or your cradle before your parent knew. They might have been sleeping. And you managed to then comfort yourself, get more rest. They could give you more fluids because you relied upon your parent to protect you that way. To have a place that was warm while you felt better. Questioning life and our function in life. What's the purpose of life? Is it to feel happy like we did when we were children because we got happiness by creating values for ourselves that no one else provided? We have this great ability to think and to do, to think and to act, to think and to act. And so wouldn't it make sense that the more we thought about something before we act, and that our acting would be for the benefit of ourselves, that it too would benefit others in our surroundings? Wouldn't that be prosperity? Wouldn't that lead us to greater levels of awareness, this consciousness that we are, to have more, be more, do more? It would. So if we question life long enough, we can see that people who are happy are bringing values to themselves and others. And that's what a child does. They get happy by learning something and trying it for the benefit of themselves. And then, too, does their family benefit? Because they are not the burden on the family. They become a value within their little community, but first to themselves. How wonderful is it that life can be laid down in such simplistic terms that we could teach this to our children so that they might understand and not succumb to peer pressure, to someone who won't do for themselves, expecting of another, to those who use other people, and those who can't do for themselves, the ones who really can't do for themselves in modern times. The elders are not as weak as they once were. They're not moving from community to community, surviving in nature. They don't have to be drug along on a buffalo hide, like the dead meat that's being drug home by those who slaughtered the food for the day. We have come so far beyond survival into a thriving society today, then it's time that we focus on what can I do to live a better life. I'm not stuck surviving in nature like my primitive ancestors. What can I do in this purpose of life to be happy and prosper, creating values? And what can we do to live a better life? First off, we must give up the need to have someone outside of us that knows more about what would be right for us, that has created a ruling class of people who don't know any more about what's right for you than you can know for yourself, who can't do for you without you losing your base for happiness, which is to create values for yourself. What can we do to ensure the future is brighter for our children and their children? We must release this knowledge that we all have this potential to go to higher levels of awareness, gaining awareness, consciousness, and that we have a way to think differently than all the other animals, and we have an ability to create that which we see or think about, and that we are the controlling component within this beautiful world we live in, this universe, that we each have this, not just a few, because it's that not knowing this that has allowed a few to sit on the top of society as a ruling class, taking from the rich to give to the less fortunate, when we could all be rich as we lived our life purpose, thinking, acting rational, creating. We have an ability to think more deeply and to do, unlike your pets that rely upon you for everything. You cannot make a child dependent upon you. It is wrong. You have to set the child free to use this awesome power to do more, to be more, to have more. This is what we need to ensure the future is brighter for our children and their children, is to not teach them that there's this being that's controlling, but to teach them that in being there is freedom. What makes us alike? It is this awesome double barrel brain, as I call it, this logical left and a creative right that can work together, and there is no fight. There's beauty, there's value creation, there's more, there's not less. That's what makes us the same as in our human species. It makes us capable of taking care of all the other kingdoms, they called them. The plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. That's what I learned them to be in studying books when I was a little girl. It was science, and in science we are the same. Only our largest organ is a different color. And in science we are different in that there's male and there's female. But it doesn't make one less and one more. Questioning life and our function in life is very important, and it's time to make the future brighter for others. My number is 314-448-1462 in the studio, and I appreciate you being with me. I'll be back tomorrow. Everyday people, you and me, make the world go round. We must question to know our potential. I can believe in my song. Me and you. Just a banker, a drummer, and then we're every no difference what group I'm in. The group you're in is a non-willing person. The world go round, and it's up to us to make sure it doesn't go down.